You're listening to the new Classical FM. La Bête. Now, this is a comedy by American playwright David Harrison. It's written in rhymed couplets, inspired by Molière, and set in the 17th century. And it sounds, well, they actually just described it to me as a Shakespeare meets Dr. Seuss. It's being put on by Soulpepper down at the in the Distillery District until June 22nd. And joining me in the studio are Gregory Prest, who plays Valère, and Sarah Wilson, who plays Elomir, the two main characters of the play. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
How? I mean, you gave me that kind of description of it, but is it like that much fun?
It's a really fun show to do. The writing is so smart and witty, yet really dumb at the same time. It's the perfect combination. Yet it's put into this sort of iambic pentameter rhyming couplet like structure, mm-hmm. and so you've got the seriousness of that, like the rigidity of that, and also these ridiculous dumb rhymes sometimes. So it is a lot of fun.
It sounds to me like if the Coen brothers decided to make a Shakespeare play or something.
Well, it does have a kind of like what Gregory was saying. It's got this, because it has this structure, this iambic pentameter, which is what you're familiar with from Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. But because it has those confines, you can be totally reckless kind of within that. And you can go kind of careening around with these big, fat, smart ideas, or in Gregory's case, like these deeply silly, ridiculous antics. And so there's a really great combination of smart, serious thought and deep, deep silliness.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I love it already. Give us a quick background to what the story's about.
Yeah, so the basic idea is it takes place at the theater that the princess has. And Sarah plays Elomir, who is the head of the troupe, the theater mm-hmm. troupe, the royal troupe. So she has a troupe doing her own theater. And the princess one day finds in the public square Valère, the street performer, who Elomir describes as, an idiot. And so the princess brings him to the company, hoping that the skills that Valère has can match with the skills that Elomir has, and they can create something amazing. But quickly, within the first second, he oversteps his some boundaries, and then hilarity ensues.
I can't believe, given your enthusiasm and the way you're describing this, that it was a bomb when it first premiered in 1991 in New York. It only ran for 25 performances.
That's right. It did really well in London.
Yeah,
West End. But
won
the
Olivier
Award.
Yeah,
that's right. So I don't know what it was. We had a fantastic a revival in 2010 with mm-hmm. Joanna Lumley and Mark Rylance and David Pierce.
Goodness.
It was a great cast. That sort of kind of brought it back a little bit, but mm-hmm. I don't know what the
had it been changed at all between the initial New York and the London productions?
I think it had some cuts made to it, and in the original production, the Princess of France is a prince, so that was changed over to the princess. It was, but besides that, I'm not really sure. Some little rewrites, but not major. I think it was made into a one act, mm-hmm. so a long one act, mm-hmm. but. I don't know. Sometimes they just hit at different times, an audience responds to something 10 years later very differently than
it
does.
I know. It happens to this show. because it's in iambic pentameter, does that make it easier for you to, A, remember your lines, and B, you were alluding to, it allows you to be zany at the same time.
Yeah, I love it. I do find it easier to memorize, certainly. And both of us have some pretty significant speeches in this play. Gregory has one where he goes on for 25 solid minutes all by himself, which is...
Good Lord!
Yeah, it's extremely rare in a play. No one says a word but Gregory for about 25 minutes, and all in rhyming couplets. And it does help with the remembering. Every so often, we had a preview the other day where I blanked on what word I was supposed to say. And so the word I said was a rhyming word. It rhymed with the actual word. It didn't make any sense, but it rhymed. But it rhymed, and I moved on hoping no one would notice. But so I love having that constraint is fun, but I don't talk for 25 minutes.
25 minute monologue.
Yeah.
How?
I like to think of it as a scene in which no one else says anything. I guess they're not interested. They have nothing important to say.
But that must have, when you saw the original script, you must have just went, Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was terrifying. So a month before we started, I just sat down and every day drilled it, tried to learn 10 lines a day, and then every day I drill it. It's crazy. It's so rare to have that sort of opportunity. Yeah. And the character is such a bombastic talkaholic that it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, and you know, maybe I'm giving away trade secrets, but is there, just in case, is there like a teleprompter or anything?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no? No, you got to make up a rhyming word, do you?
Yeah. No, you're just out there with it's just you and your fellow actors. Something comes. Something always comes, you know? You
can always think of a rhyme unless it's orange, right?
Yeah, that's exactly. Right. But you're on your own out there, a teleprompter. God, that would be...
Wouldn't that be nice?
Divine.
I'd love to have one myself. Yeah. Tell us about this Soul Pepper production. Musical score?
John Zosky did the music for it. It's great. Tanya Jacobs is our director. She's wonderful. It was her first time at the company.
And wow.
There are 10 of us and the crew. It's a beautiful, beautiful show. Soul Pepper doesn't often do sort of period kind of pieces like this.
Yeah.
So that's part of its fun as well, like the strict structure of the text, but also like the costumes.
I was going to say, are you both in like 17th century costumes?
Yes.
Yeah, we're in big traditional dresses, or I am anyways.
Yeah, not me.
it looks gorgeous, and it looks, which is fun because it looks like something that is very formal, and the play itself is not. It's wild and fun. It's a good time. There's lots of real laughs. There's watching Gregory in this play. It's rare to get through a night for myself where it's not just trying not to laugh at him.
Is it difficult for you wearing these big flowing dresses? Like, because obviously you're going to have to be like running around on stage.
Yeah, you know, it's comfortable enough though that it's you just get used to picking it up and moving it around and you know getting on with it. Yeah. You know, it's you just get on with it. Yeah.
Do either of you have a back? I mean, obviously you're both theater actors, but do you have a background in doing like Shakespearean or 17th century material, or was this a new gig for you?
Yeah, sort of Shakespeare and Moliere. You know, those experiences all sort of fed into sort of how to approach it and not let the text be terrifying. Because as you said, when I sort of first looked at it, I thought, oh my gosh. But yeah.
Yeah, I've done Shakespeare before. I don't think I've done a Moliere. And so it's, of course, that helps with this and knowing that, it's always trying to speak your thoughts. You know, you've got these thoughts that you're trying to get across, and that the rhyme actually helps that instead of hindering it, and that there can be real real delight and pleasure in these rhymes, which are sometimes used to state really, really incredible, meaty, smart thoughts. And then sometimes they're just silly. Like there's some really fun things that are just delightful.
And plus, you're both actors, right?
We are.
Sometimes.
you're going to do it anyway. What has the audience reaction been to it so far?
Wonderful.
Yeah?
It's great. We've had great houses. It's selling really well. It's a real, it feels great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and it seems like something, too, that it's fun doing a show for an audience that I think largely doesn't know the show.
Yeah. I mean, this is
coming in pretty cold, not knowing. And so... You know, I love the part during Gregory's monologue of kind of feeling the audience perk up, going, he's still talking.
he's still talking.
And realizing
smokes, this guy's still going.
Yeah, what kind of guy this is. It's who comes in and demonstrates what a beast he is.
Oh. Yeah. There you go. Some good words for your coworker there. I like that. Well, it sounds fantastic. I've got to get down and see this because anything that is described as Shakespeare meets Dr. Seuss. I'm so there. Thank you both very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Been speaking to Gregory Prest, who plays Valère, and Sarah Wilson, who plays Elamir, in, I've missed the name here, David Hearson's La Bête. It is continuing down at the Soul Pepper, down in the Distillery District, through until June 22nd. You'll want to get tickets for this, and you can get them by going to soulpepper.ca, or you can call the Young Center box office at 416-866-8666.